Good afternoon. You're tuned in to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Vince Colblugo with today's headlines. It's Monday, September 14th. Lawmakers return to the State House tomorrow for a special two-week session, but the bills that dominated discussion and time over the past 2 years will likely be ignored and left to die. Neither the House nor Senate education overhaul bills are expected to pass in the other chamber. The House finished its work last year, and the Senate passed its own version after 8 weeks of debate in early March, just 2 days before the first COVID-19 case in South Carolina. Instead of education matters, the Senate will start Tuesday on the budget, while the House is expected to take up no-excuse absentee voting and other Senate-passed voting changes for November. A new partnership seeks to match people who are receiving unemployment benefits with free online professional courses in several languages. The State Department of Employment and Workforce announced it's joined the Coursera Workforce Recovery Initiative, which offers thousands of courses and hundreds of certifications from universities and companies. Due says claimants have until October 31st to register. Coursera is an online learning platform developed by researchers at Stanford University. South Carolina's ports see signs of a rebound, but the amount of cargo moving through the state's ports is down compared to a year ago. The State Ports Authority today reported that the amount of cargo moving through the Wando Welch Terminal in North Charleston, as measured by 20-foot container units, was up 18% month over month, but compared to August of last year, cargo volume was down 10%. Ports Authority President and CEO Jim Newsom said August numbers beat expectations, and he's encouraged by the steady rebound in containers. In other news, state public health officials today announced 525 new cases of novel coronavirus with a positive rate near 10%. Statewide, DHEC has confirmed more than 130,000 cases, and 2,922 people have died. DHEC says there are currently more than 550 permanent and mobile testing sites across the state. A York County tech company is set to buy a major online media group. South Carolina Public Radio's Scott Morgan has more on a $500 million deal.
Fort Mill-based Red Ventures is buying CNET Media Group from ViacomCBS for $500 million. The firm will add CNET to its digital portfolio that includes Healthline.com and Bankrate.com. The deal adds well-established but struggling brands like GameSpot, TV Guide, Metacritic, and Chowhound. In a statement, Red Ventures CEO Rick Elias said his firm is eager to reinvigorate CNET's brands through more personalized consumer experiences, though he didn't elaborate. But the company did say that the acquisition plays into its strategy of growing brands that consumers use to make important and highly personalized life decisions. The deal with ViacomCBS is expected to close in the fourth quarter, subject to regulatory approvals. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan in Rock Hill.
South Carolina Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt has been diagnosed with COVID-19. Officials say the lieutenant governor had a sore throat and headache Thursday and was tested for the virus. She has stayed at her family's home near Greenville since, noting the symptoms, and is feeling better now. Evatt's positive test prompted Governor Henry McMaster and his wife to get COVID-19 tests, which both came back negative on Sunday. And Hurricane Paulette moved over the island of Bermuda early Monday morning. And even though the storm is about 1,000 miles northwest of our coast, meteorologist Dr. Athena Mason says it's still generating swells and strong rip currents.
Paulette is a large storm with a diameter of about 400 miles across. While the system won't directly impact our area, it will deliver high surf and strong rip currents through the rest of the week as it continues northward. Swimmers and boaters should be cautious if they plan to visit the coastlines over the next few days.
That wraps up your headlines. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.